Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
But the big story of the day is Limerick and the fact that the guards had to respond to a public order incident involving dozens of people in Limerick last night. There were videos shared on social media showing a significant number of people drinking outside and flouting social distancing laws. If you were there, we want to hear from you. If you're a student at UL, we want to hear from you too on the programme today. If you're a parent of a student, do get in touch with us. We'd love to hear your views about what happened last night. As I said, the number is 1890 453 106. Well, one of those videos was taken by Mustafa, who was in College Court in Castletroy in Limerick last night when all of this unfolded. Mustafa, thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. What exactly did you see last night?
There were a number of students gathering around 2:30 or 3 p.m. and it was escalated with time. The number has increased 5 times. Initially, it was around 10 to 20 students, and then they were increasing, and like around 6:30, there were around 100, I can say. And in the beginning, they were by their houses, but around 6:30, they were by my house. And so my housemate called Gardi at 6:55 p.m. Gardi arrived 7:30, and yeah, this was the situation. Like there are some parties in the weekend that I saw before, but I never saw this number of students gathering at the same place as I saw yesterday.
So you're saying, Mustafa, are you a resident in College Green or in College Court?
Yeah, I live here.
You live there. And this started at 2:30 yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. It is literally, I can say, it is kind of nightclub, but in the streets there were speakers and that. It is understandable that people, we all missing this kind of thing. The thing is, people need to respect their neighbors, and there are some old and professionals. People living in this area.
So all of the residents, sorry Mustafa, just to give us a little bit of an insight, College Court, it's not student accommodation.
Yeah, College Court is private houses, but most of the residents here are students.
Okay, so it's private houses, but most of the students are residents. And how many people roughly would live in each house?
I can say maximum 5. To 6. Like my house is 6 bedrooms, but we are 3 living here, and yeah, most of the houses are 6 bedrooms or 5 or 4.
Okay.
So I can say max 6, not more than that.
So you say that you counted 20 people out of your house window from 2:30 in the afternoon, and that it escalated by 6:30 to about 100 people.
Yeah.
And what, like, I mean, I saw some of the videos on Twitter's last night. Just describe what you witnessed.
Like, it was, like, what I witnessed is what I filmed, as you saw on Twitter. And, yeah, it was just that number of people. Like, it was really tough. That to be just in front of my house. We never called Zagardi, me or my housemates, but like that was happening just outside Bojas to do so for first time. And we all of us are working full time.
Did you go out and ask them to stop or to move or?
No, like, to be honest, I'm scared. Because
yeah, no, I understand
if
that.
They threw something or, you know.
Yeah, no, I fully appreciate. I fully appreciate that. I wouldn't do it myself. I wouldn't go out and ask them to move. But has this been an ongoing issue?
Yeah, there is parties in the weekend.
Every weekend?
Yeah, I can say every weekend there are parties, but it is not that number of people, and usually they doing it in their backyard or in their houses or by their houses, just normal gathering, friends gathering, but I never saw those number of students in one time as I saw yesterday. So I usually see 10 people just or 15 just by their houses, listening to music, not that party.
I mean, what I witnessed last night were huge, like on from your video footage that you posted in social media, were large groups of people standing around. There were fireworks.
Yeah, it is a bit shocked to hear every few minutes fireworks, bombing. And I'm in Limerick at the moment to just because I needed to leave here in that time to just kind of sleep, to feel kind of peaceful. And this is what I found in Limerick. It is very green city. But at the meantime, I'm thinking to move today. So it was so tough for my ears to hear that every few minutes, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, Mustafa, look, thanks for getting in touch with us here and joining us on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. If you were in the area last night, if you saw similar scenes, witnessed similar signs to Mustafa, let us know. It's 1890-453-106. Siobhan has got in touch on the News Talk text line. After a week of good news, the scenes in UL angered me so much last night. We're going to be complaining in 2 weeks when the figures are through the roof. Another listener, I have a child in UL, not one day in campus this year, but the college fees of 3,000, no accommodation refund either, and we look at scenes last night, utterly unacceptable. Maybe the way these kids must be feeling might be a little bit understandable. I don't know. I have to say, I get it, right? Students are having a tough time. Sure, aren't we all? Talk to any of the people that are currently out of work for the past 12 months. I don't share the same level of sympathy. Like, there is absolutely nobody in this country that doesn't know about the COVID-19 virus and the restrictions over the past 12 months. There is no way students went to that party last night and didn't know the implications of what could potentially happen. I mean, what happens if the figures shoot up in Limerick now over the next 2 weeks? I'm really interested to hear from people in Limerick today to get their views. As I said, it's 1894-53106. Niamh is also on the line here as well. Niamh, you are a student in UL. What did you make of last night's scenes?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I am, but I'm actually not in college in UL, like on campus. I'm at home. I've been at home since March of last year, since the 12th of March was when I went home. So I've been doing online college since then. And seeing everything that happened in college course last night, it's just so frustrating because we've been doing our best. You know, I've been doing what I can. All my friends have been the same. We haven't seen each other in probably since then. And it's just so disheartening. And I think the thing that is so frustrating for students like me is that there's a fear now that every student from UL is going to be tarnished with the same brush, that we are all awful and that we're all ignoring this. And that's not the case. It's a small minority, but it's so frustrating when you know you've been doing what you're supposed to do. And it just kind of diminishes all the effort other students have put in, you know, and the sacrifices we have made to see people who don't care and who kind of tarnish the name of UL students, because we aren't all like that, but it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be held accountable for it.
I have a text in here from another listener, Niamh, in 53106, who says that they too have a child, a student in college in Limerick, and they feel that all students are going to be given a bad name now.
Yeah, that's kind of the biggest fear for most students. Like anyone I've spoken to between last night and this morning, it's just the fear that, well, it's frustration mostly and anger at the people who did this, because there's no excuse for it. I don't think personally that, you know, being fed up is a good enough reason for doing something like this, just ignoring public health guidelines. But most of my friends and anyone I've spoken to are just kind of disappointed and frustrated and worried that we're all going to be labelled as people who don't care and are not interested in looking out for everybody else. And that's not the truth. So many of us are at home trying to get through online college, have been since this time last year, and you know, all that hard effort is kind of forgotten now.
So you're a student at UL, but you're studying full time Niamh from home.
Yeah, I'm from home.
Have you been at the college at all? At any
point? I haven't been in UL since the 12th of March 2020. That was the last time I was there when I left.
And that sympathy that you kind of get from people, because I have to say there's no end to the amount of messages coming into us here on the News Talk text line from people who, you know, the poor students, they're only 17, 18, 19. People are entitled to have a bit of fun and have a bit of crack, and they've been locked up for a year basically and not able to meet up with people like that. Like, that's what people are getting in touch with us here saying this afternoon.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand that, because that's kind of me right now. Like, there is a lot of college experiences everybody is missing out on, but I don't think that that should mean that people should just disregard it and say, I'm getting the experience I want, because, you know, you have to think of the bigger picture here. This affects so much more than just the students who were there. Like, this is going to be a problem for all of Limerick, and if they go home to family members or even are just around, you know, they could spread the virus, and this could go on even further. Like you were saying, this could just spike cases even more in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be in these lockdowns for even longer. And it's frustrating to think that people in my college are contributing to that when I and so many others are trying so hard to do our bit to stop this spreading.
Okay. All right, Niamh. Look, thanks for joining us here on News Talk this afternoon. This listener says that I'm a student in UCD. I've been working from home in Dublin. I haven't been to the campus since Christmas. I haven't seen my friends since August. Haven't had an in-person class since this time last year. For people like us, what happened in UL is extremely disappointing. This texter, students who were at the party should be expelled from studying at the university on taxpayers' money. Another listener is wondering, how many of the UL students are on the pandemic unemployment payment? Yeah, it's a good question. Another listener too, I'm a student doing a fully practical course. We're not allowed back at all, and I find it very strange that they need to be there full time. Also very insulting as well of their abuse of privilege. Another listener, I saw Helen McEntee threatening to halt the reopening if these three parties continue. Why does the government keep threatening the general population like children with threats like this? Is it any wonder they're losing the general population? There should be strict action taken against the minority, and that's according to Pat. You can keep them coming in. Dervla is also on the line. Dervla, you live in College Court in Limerick.
Yeah, I do.
And what did you witness last night?
Well, I wasn't there myself, but I obviously seen stories. But I just think the abuse that the people are getting online isn't fair, because I think people are taking it too far. They're basically sending death threats to people.
To people who were gathered last night?
Yeah, like if they've seen someone's story, you know, the abuse that those people are getting, I just don't think that's fair. I also don't think the people should be expelled, suspension obviously, but that's someone's degree, like, just for their stupid mistake of being naive.
Well, look, I suppose the university released a statement that they're saying that they're obviously, you know, looking into all of this, and they do say there'll be strong disciplinary measures against students who found to have breached the public health guidelines. It was the Higher Education Minister, Simon Harris, mentioned that, you know, it could be, it's not to say it will, could be up to and including expulsion. But I mean, you're a resident. You were there. You know, you live in the area where this all happened last night, Dervla. I'm sure you must be very disappointed.
Yeah, well, I mean, each to their own. College Court is known for being a party place. Like, obviously, it's not acceptable during COVID times, but the people down there, once you go down there, everyone's morals seem to go out the window anyway.
But what do you mean? What do you mean, each to their own? Are you not absolutely shocked by what you saw last night?
No, it's College Court. Anything is possible.
So is this a regular occurrence?
No, not that I've seen anyway. I haven't seen anything like that maybe in 2 years.
We're in the middle of this pandemic.
I'm fully aware we're in the middle of a pandemic. I take my own precautions. I have a father who's vulnerable. I'm vulnerable myself. I don't associate with people that carry on like that, but there is people that carry on like that.
Okay.
And they do it in lots of other colleges as well, in Waterford and in Galway as well.
Yeah, well, if messages coming in too, actually here today, to say that what happened in Limerick last night isn't an isolated incident, that people texting us here in 53106 saying this is happening all over the country. But do you have sympathy, though, for people who were there last night?
I don't know, like, if you're going to go out and be that stupid, like, maybe you should suffer the consequences of it. But none of my friends were there anyway, so that's fine by me.
Right. All right, Dervla, thanks for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Maybe if you two were in college course, like our first caller here in Lunchtime Live today, like Mustafa, not happy, very disappointed with the scenes that unfolded last night. As I said, we want to hear from you on the programme. It's 1890 453 106. We will actually come back to this. We'll come back to UL and to the scenes in Limerick a little bit later in the programme. But we do want to change.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.